Can please go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you very much.
That's up to Alex, of course. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Dwayne, yes, I do agree with you on a lot of your points. I supported, I believe, in my vote last time we talked about this, to have an underwriting program. I know that in Houston, in normal times, it would work very well because we're promoting shows day and night. Well, not day and night, but a lot. Our music programmers are always promoting a venue, and it would be nice. I've always thought, hey, it would be nice if those people could pony up a few bucks because they're getting a lot of play from KPFT. And I also am not afraid of the FCC. I made a decision many, many years ago to not be afraid of the IRS either, you know. There's not, as long as you try to do right, you know, but you can't, I don't want to live in fear of the IRS like I almost did when I was in my 20s. And so I take that view pretty much with the FCC. Dwayne's right. Somebody's got to report you. We don't have enough government. Believe me, I'm sure the Republicans have cut back on any, you know, regulations and people, the FCC. So, I'm not worried about that. And, but right now, I don't think we could put in Houston. I don't think we have the personnel right now during the pandemic and stuff to do it. But I do think it's a good idea, and I wouldn't mind being ready for it. Now, of course, we have to come up with a definition of who those people are, which we were talking about. I think Alex wanted to eliminate corporations, but as Dwayne pointed out, you know, LLCs and S-Corps and stuff are, you know, going to be the majority of the people you're dealing with. Nobody wants, if you go into business as a sole proprietorship, you get your butt sued off. So
here, here.
There's that. That's my 2 cents.
Vanessa to the staff.
Okay, we haven't heard that.